dude, I got 11 ideas here written on this piece of paper. So whatever we were grappling, definitely tons came out. If someone's sitting there trying to grow their podcast, you don't have ideas now. I don't know what it'll take to grow it.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Welcome back to another episode of The Fighting Entrepreneur, brought to you by your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal. That's right. Listen, we got an awesome episode today. I went out into the trenches of the world of the internet to find finally one flipping person who could tell me how to grow a podcast without giving me the same old boring mundane advice. Do you know what? Go ahead right now. Go to Google and type in how to grow a podcast. And here's what they tell you. Get good guests, post your podcast in your Facebook profile, and be consistent, and yay, you can do it. Man, I'm so tired of that crap. I've been podcasting for a year. I need some advanced stuff, right? I'm ready to put money in. I don't care. That's why this title of the episode is called How to Use Paid Advertising to Grow Your Podcast Following. Not everybody's scared of advertising. I'm ready to do it. And so I'm excited to have our guest on today. One of the things I do want to tell you is that, you know, we recently met. And so you know me, I'm always out there hunting for talent and hunting for people that are incredibly smart. And I don't actually know. I think he made a very smart comment on someone's profile. I'm on something. And then I was like, oh, gotta go, gotta connect with this person. And so I'm gonna introduce him to you in just a minute. But before we do that, what are you doing? Come on, are you a member of Learn or not? LURN.com. Get in there. We're gonna put 10 million entrepreneurs together in one platform. We're gonna connect 10 million entrepreneurs from all over the world in one platform. You don't think that's going to create some massive change in the world? I promise you, it is. That's how we're going to save and change the world. It's already happening. It's amazing stuff. So LURN.com, absolutely free lifetime membership. We got free courses, paid courses, and tons of new features coming. So you can either stand by and watch this movement go right by you, or you can join us and help save the world by connecting 10 million entrepreneurs worldwide. So now, I want to introduce you to Daxi Perez. And I hope I said his last name right, but I suck with names. All right, awesome. Listen, I don't know what it was, but he left a comment and he called himself the podcast guru. And I just started thinking that's his brand. So ever since then, in my head, I'm like, podcast guru. If it's not,
I should trademark that now.
I really think you should. I think you should go with it, man. Thank you so much for being on today. I know that as soon as you commented, I'm feverish about this. This is the if I see someone go leave a smart comment, I immediately click on their profile. When I click on their profile, the first thing I do is to see if they've made smart posts on their profile. I especially love the people that don't talk about business on their profile. That's a key thing for me because I know that they're actually successful when they're not sitting there talking about their business on their profile. And I looked for a link in the profile and I found your link. I went there and the first thing I saw was some pretty cool stuff. And then I saw your client list. And that was when I knew this guy knows some stuff. I hit you up on Facebook and we started having a quick conversation. And I threw out a test at you. I'm not even sure if you know that, but I was like, hey, Daxi, how do I grow a podcast? I think I sent you a little bit of information, a couple of voice texts. And you started talking some funny language with me, which I've never heard. And it didn't have anything to do with the usual crap advice that is out there given. And that was when I knew, I'm like, man, I got to talk to Daxi. Now, I would have just talked to him personally and got the consult, but I decided, why don't we film it? So that's why he's here today. You get to listen in and you get to learn. And of course, then if you choose, you get to work with Daxi. And that's something you can decide at the end here. So without further ado, Mr. Daxi, thank you so much for being here, man. I really appreciate you taking time out of your life and your business.
Yeah, dude. Thanks. Thanks for having me. Thanks for reaching out. This year has been really good for us. Like, there's a lot of people who are on our website that we're working with that are like, you know, where it's such a great opportunity. We get to work with them. But yeah, dude, I've seen like you were when I first started the entrepreneurship journey. Like I remember seeing all of your videos, all of your ads. Like I started in e-commerce like 5 years ago. So you're like a legend in my eyes, dude. You're like an OG.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. That means a lot. I have definitely been around for a long time. I realize I'm like a grandfather in this space. I've been here for like 17 years. I mean, I started with internet marketing probably the same time that Mike Filsaim, Frank Kern, all these guys. I learned from Corey Rudel, who was the real father of the industry. May he rest in peace, man.
I remember Ty Lopez talking about him.
Yeah, well, he was like the first guy.
And then he died?
Yeah, he died in a car accident because he used to love racing cars and he just had an accident. But I mean, the guy was using affiliate programs before Amazon was. So, you know, even though Amazon's known to be the one that created affiliate programs, they're not. I want to jump into round number one, but before we can do that, we have a little bit of a tradition here at the Fighting Entrepreneur. So if you don't mind just raising your right hand and repeating after me. I, Daxi Perez.
I, Daxi Perez.
Do solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
Do solemnly swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth.
And reveal all my podcast growth secrets.
And reveal all of my podcast growth secrets.
Thank you very much. Awesome.
Cool.
Dude, now that you
I do that every morning, by the way, just so you know.
He wakes up, looks in the mirror, is like, I solemnly swear. Ah, thank you, man. Well, now you can't lie at all. You can't hold anything back. So let's move into round number one. All right, round number one. Dude, you got to tell me. So you have now worked with, you've been kind of in the podcast space for a little over a couple of years. You have been a part of over 50 million podcast downloads. That's pretty sick. How the heck did you get into podcasting? What's your background? Where'd you come from? And, you know, tell us a little bit about this and why'd you fall in love with podcasting?
Yeah, it's pretty, I mean, so a lot of it ties into what you're doing now and your mission, the whole education system. It kind of failed me, man. Like, I was in college and I ended up changing my major like four times. I could never find the thing that I wanted to do, and the internet saved me. The internet's like the best invention ever, man. I don't know if you agree.
Of course.
Because it allowed me to like learn from people online. And the first thing I actually learned online was how to make music. And that's when I tapped into the power. I actually learned how to make music from, there's this big electronic musician called Deadmau5. All he would do is live stream, you know? So it was like more of like, I would just watch over the shoulder. What is he doing? I'm going to do that type thing. Cause I'm more of a visual learner, like an apprentice. There's no apprentice model in the current education system. So through that, I just got into the internet world, and for music, I had this skill of, you know, being good at audio. So when it came to me dropping out of college and like, just kind of like trying to figure out something to do, I went into freelancing. I tried everything. Everyone who starts out, they try every business model. They pivot too much. And that was me. You know, I always had like multiple side hustles, but podcast editing was one of the things I always did. And it wasn't until I landed a job at two agencies and I kind of worked in there and I saw their process, their method. And then fast forward 2 years, I realized like you can be doing so much more for the market. And I was like, I'm just going to start my own thing, you know, start from scratch. And, you know, it helps when you're the first big client you land is a big client. And that's what happened. And then that just propelled me from there. So
that's awesome, man. Well, congratulations. Yeah. You've done some amazing work. I know some of your clients very personally, and I can definitely vouch that if they're using you and they're happy with you, you got to be doing some killer work. So I want to tell you my story. I want to tell you why you're here today. And I know that a lot of our listeners may or may not have a podcast, but if you're thinking of having a podcast, you definitely want to listen in because this is going to be pretty powerful. I set out on my journey to launch this podcast and to grow it about a year plus ago. We started our first episode at the end of December. And we've now come like 108, 109 episodes in. We're getting about between 35 to 40,000 listens a month. That includes our downloads and our YouTube, maybe more. And that's awesome. Very blessed. I'm excited. I'm happy. I haven't really done any marketing. I mean, we post on social media, but it's not like we've done aggressive marketing. However, I'm a man that likes acceleration. I want to growth hack the heck out of everything. I am not a patient man. No one knows me to be a patient person. And over the last few months, I'm getting a little frustrated. My frustration is just, I don't want to grow 2, 3, 4% a week or 2% a month. I want to grow 20, 30% a month. I want to get this podcast out to more people because it is an awesome podcast. And it's become an obsession, man. I love this podcast. This podcast, I always say, it's like that trouble child that you just absolutely love to death, but sometimes you just want to stab it, you know, because it takes so much work. I mean, just for one Freedom Friday episode alone, I'll spend a half an hour to 2 hours researching. And I love every bit of it because it makes me smarter. It makes me have better conversations with people and other humans, but it's a lot of work and I haven't really figured out how to monetize it. And you know, this crazy part, me being a guy who monetizes everything, I don't care. This is how much I love this thing. I just don't care. So my big question to ask you is, I've been out there trying to figure out how to grow a podcast, and everyone gives me the same advice. They tell me, you know, just post about it on your social media, be consistent, get bigger guests, get your guests to share it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And the problem I'm having with that is it's not helping me grow fast enough. So when we were talking, you said we're going to talk about how to use paid advertising, and I'm all in. So I am going to move us into round number two. I want to grow. I want you to give me the plan. I'll be reasonable, okay? I'll be reasonable, Daxi. I want to get to 100,000 listens a month. I'm at about 40, so I want a little bit double than that. I want to get to 100,000. So let's move into round number two. Round number two, growing the podcast. We'll see where we go from there. But man, I'm going to turn it over to you. I want to use some strategies that others aren't. Talk to me. Tell me how I can grow this thing.
Yeah, man, that's a big question considering I have no data. Or like, I don't know what you guys are doing, what's working, what's not working. But
sure, we can talk about it. You can feel free to ask me questions. I'm happy to share.
Okay, so where are you getting the most? You said before, you said YouTube and Spreaker. You're getting the most
place?
Yeah,
so we track all of our audio downloads on Spreaker. So most of that's coming from iTunes. We do have some Spotify love coming, Stuart, now. Is that right? Yeah, so Spotify is definitely showing us some love. YouTube's doing great. That's where 58...
Do you target like long tail keywords?
I don't do any of that nonsense. I just post. That's
one thing. So if you look at like some of the people who've grown the biggest and the fastest, they actually have separate accounts. Like people like ETH, what's this guy's name? I forget. But like Joe Rogan, they have a separate account for their clips. So he'll interview these big people. And the things that go viral, he'll interview Elon Musk. He'll chop it up into 10 episodes and he'll throw 10 like hooks out there. Oh, they'll be like, what Elon Musk thinks about NASA, what Elon Musk thinks about money. You know what I mean?
Sorry, we are doing that. Sorry, I thought you said, am I targeting long tail keywords?
That as well. Yeah.
Okay. So long tail keywords, I don't think we're doing, right, Stuart? We don't actually research keywords in our titles. We are splicing content and posting it. But we can talk about that, like the volume of which we're not doing a lot because obviously we're limited by team members. So yeah. Here's what we're doing to market our podcast right now. Obviously, I have a big email list. So every now and then we mail it. We do not mail every episode to them because I'm in the middle of promotions.
You do like a recap?
I'm sorry?
You do like a recap of all the episodes or?
No, I don't. I just every now and then we release an episode that I feel like I want to mail to my list and I mail that episode out to the whole list. We have a segment that we've built that's specifically interested into the podcast. We mail them every episode. We do our social media. So we post clips on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. Those are probably the biggest ones. We do post IG stories. And I think that about summarizes what we do. We're not doing anything beyond that.
Something that's pretty ninja, it's organic, but we've implemented it with some of our clients and it's worked well. So it depends on how much is this podcast integrated into Learn? Like, is it like, do you want them like co-branded kind of, or like, are the audiences similar?
The audiences are very similar. And almost every episode I promote the crap out of Learn. So really I want everyone who listens to sign up for Learn, but they're not married in any way.
Gotcha. Is there a lot of support questions like tickets that are like more about like general knowledge, not like technical things? Like how do I
We get hundreds of tickets a week, so I'm sure we're.
So if you know what the most questions are, obviously your business model is a little different. You can make episodes around that, and like here's like a short reply. But if you want our full like what we think about this, here's an episode.
So your support team basically becomes a marketing team,
becomes a content team. Yeah, and then your episode becomes like a funnel, I guess. I mean, if they're already on Learn, then they're already in the funnel.
Sure. But, cool. I like that tip. And that was an organic tip. Since you had already brought it up, let's move into the second tip here. Let's talk. I know we're supposed to talk about paid advertising, everybody, and we are going to get there. But since he brought up a couple of organic ones, I want to go with the flow. You said long tail keywords. I'm not doing that. And you got my intrigue. So tell me that about that.
Yeah. So it's interesting. I have a business partner and he's very good at the SEO, like organic website stuff. I'm more on the front end. Sales, like, you know, biz development. So I know he has a website that he uses for keyword research, but you want to figure out what are your 10 keywords that you're going after? Okay. In your niche, I know Patrick Bet David's killing it because if you search entrepreneur, his videos show up usually like one out of four. So figuring out what are your pillar keywords and then what are the long tails you could target? Well, some of it's trending topics, et cetera. And like, how could you leverage those?
So like, for example, this one, maybe a long tail keyword would be how to grow your podcast. I'm just assuming I have to use the keyword research tool.
It could get a little more longer than that. Like adding more like keyword stacking. So like if it's podcast, online business and profit, something like that.
Okay. Got it. So then that way, when you publish is it because you think it'll rank the iTunes site will rank or my own website will rank? What are you trying to make rank? The podcast website or some listing of it on one of the platforms?
So that's more for YouTube. Apple just announced, and I don't know if you heard about this, at least they're doing this for the bigger shows. They're automatically transcribing the episodes. So if people search something and you say it in the episode, let's say you say like someone's name, like Tony Robbins 10 times and someone searches Tony Robbins, your episode could rank in that algorithm. So that's that's a new algorithm. I don't know how it's going to like, how you can leverage it yet. But that's something that's going to be happening.
But you said specifically, I like that long tail keywords are mostly because it will help on YouTube. Got it.
Yeah. For YouTube. And then YouTube ranks in Google, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
So,
okay. Awesome. Sorry. Yeah. I'll turn it back to you. Those are two that I had picked up. So look, keep going, man. What else? We already have two tips out now. So
yeah. So paid ads, Overcast. I really like the way, I don't know if you've heard of Overcast. They're one of the topper apps. But their whole thing is like, it's in demand. So sometimes they sell out the slots. Now that I share this to your audience, a lot of people might buy the slots. but it goes up and down in price and you can only buy like one slot. We've been trying to buy more than one slot. But that's something we use because you can track taps and you can track subscribers
Overcast.com, OVERCAST. Yeah,
if you just search Overcast ads.
Okay.
There's another one I can't reveal. There's like some NDA stuff involved for that one, but it's one that we use. It's also another app that's big. Spotify is great. A lot of people aren't using the Spotify ad platform, but you can target demographics. You can target locations now too, which is cool. So that's more than podcasts. That's, you know, if you have a local thing you're throwing. You can do audio, video, pictures, et cetera. That one, obviously, if it's audio, you want to have a clear call to action and make it appealing. So for lead magnets, or for paid traffic, we like driving to a lead magnet. And then after that lead magnet, we nurture into the podcast. Cause like we found that there's like less conversion if you just kind of just do straight content.
Yeah.
But if you're like building the list and then you nurture into the podcast. So, I mean, I don't know if you have like a nurture sequence going on. Like after
sure. So what we've done is we built the podcast into all of our emails to new members of Learn Nation. So we've kind of done that. So as we're picking up new members of Learn Nation, we're nurturing them. And then we're actually, basically we're telling them about our podcast. The biggest thing that we're not doing is following up with them regularly as we release new episodes, which is a part of our process. We're going to start doing a lot more email and really getting every episode out in front of the huge list. It's just not been happening to the degree right now. But so you had mentioned this, and I want to talk about this a little bit more for everybody who's listening, driving to the lead magnet. What that basically means is you have some kind of opt-in page, a freebie that you're giving away that's not your podcast necessarily. It's just some free report, free video, free webinar, free whatever. And when people opt in for that said thing, hopefully you have some monetization behind it as well. So you're not going negative and you're actually profitable. But then as those people join your email list, you're able to start nurturing them through autoresponder sequences and telling them about your podcast to go listen to your podcast. So that would be another way to...
I mean, and it would be similar to your podcast content, obviously.
Sure.
So it's like, it would be like a lead magnet for entrepreneurs like that you would need like the starter's guide or something. And then if someone downloads it, you nurture. Chatbots work well for that, we found. Because in a chatbot, you can promote, you know, YouTube. We send people to chatbots for that, actually. Okay. Which works pretty well right now.
So,
but chatbots are changing though. So,
got it. So before we talk about lead magnets, I want to go back and I, you know, we'll kind of break these down one by one. You mentioned Overcast.com. It's an ad platform, and that's cool because I've never heard of it before. I have no idea what it is though. Can you give me a visual of how it works? Like, what is Overcast?
Overcast is an app that people listen to podcasts on, and you target by category. And it creates like a banner ad. So it's pretty much just an image, a call to action, like for a client, like, are you struggling to lose weight? Are you sick of diets and pills, whatever? We have the solution, blah, blah, blah. And people click in through there. So it's like a banner ad specifically to people who listen in a certain category of podcast.
And then you said that actually tracks how many subscribers I get. So let's say for Fighting Entrepreneur, I target like the entrepreneur category. I'll actually know how many on iTunes and all of that subscribed.
Only on Overcast. So only people who use their app, but they have millions of users. So, I mean, it's a good portion of the market. It's not the whole market. Unfortunately, Apple doesn't have a solution for ads. So yeah, I mean, there's some black hat stuff, but we're staying white hat here.
Yeah, we'll keep that away. So yeah. Tell me this, with Overcast, what kind of scalability do I have? So let's say I came at it tomorrow for the entrepreneurship space and I'm like, bam, let's do this.
Per category, there is none right now. That's what we're trying to negotiate with them. You can only buy one slot at a time. And it's so unless you buy multiple categories at a time, scalability is not really there. That's the only unfortunate. Really
so let's say I get one category. What can I expect? Am I going to get like 10 subscribers a week or can I get like 1,000 a week?
They actually give you their estimates. So if you look at Overcast ads, they'll give you all the data.
Do you have any rough idea for MySpace, like what it would do? Cause I know you got other people that you publish for in kind of this space, just rough, like it could be totally ballpark off.
I mean, I could pull it up right now and give you the exact numbers.
All right, ads, let's do that.
So for Entrer, which is actually in business right now, it's $1,200. It's sold out, but you'll get 150 subscribers in a month.
For $1,200.
Yes. So it's about $10 or less than $10. Yeah.
Got it. Okay. All right. Yeah, there's definitely seems like there would be other ways and better ways to maybe get that. Let's talk about
actually getting, do you get on a lot of other shows?
No. And so I actually want to get to that because I know you were talking before we started an interview, you talked about guests and I want to rip into that one because I feel like there's probably a lot of potential in there. But really quickly, I want to go to Spotify and then we'll keep expanding because I didn't interrupt you at the time you were talking. I wanted to ask some questions about that. So Spotify is a listening service, music service. I don't use them. I've definitely known of them. And you said you can literally do like audio and video and images. And you said they're kind of cheap. What's cheap? Like what is it cost right now roughly? Is it per click, per CPM? How are you saying it's cheap?
Right now per impression, it's like 0.01. It's like a cent.
For an impression. So that means, is it a $10 CPM then, I guess?
If my math's yes. Right, yeah, 1,000.
What's
yeah.
A penny times 1,000?
Yeah.
We can do this. We got this. Yeah, it's $10. It's $10.
I mean, obviously, so we're targeting US. I'm sure if you target other countries, it's different. And demographics, et cetera. So.
And is that $10 CPM on audio? So like for them to impression means like hearing my voice saying, hey, go listen to my Fighting Entrepreneur podcast.
Yes. And they, wow. But they have to listen to it. They can't really skip the ad. So people who don't have Spotify premium, they listen to the whole thing.
Like a penny to get someone to listen to me?
What was that?
It's like a penny to get someone to listen to me?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Okay. So on Spotify, can people subscribe? Is that what they're tracking? Do they let me know how many people subscribe to me on Spotify?
We're testing right now with okay. Just straight to the podcast, but to the lead magnet, we usually send them there. So they download the lead magnet and then we nurture them, follow up with the podcast.
I got it. So you're taking them off of Spotify into a lead magnet. You're not trying to build up your Spotify subscribership. Not yet.
We're split testing.
You're split testing. Got it. All right. Okay. We had talked about driving the lead magnet. That's cool. I kind of get it, but that's not really, I want to talk about some other stuff. You mentioned, yeah, talk to me about, because you asked me, like, do you go on other people's shows? Let's pull that thread a little bit more. I'd love to learn more there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm sure you have a good understanding of your avatar. And you probably understand who are the biggest shows. Well, I mean, once you know who they, like your avatar and what kind of market they're in, you know who are the kind of category kings, so to speak, who has your ideal person. You kind of make a hit list. We call it a Dream 100, the people you're going to target to be in their show. And you have to figure out, like, I mean, the whole Dream 100 concept, I don't know if you heard of it. You can go pretty deep into it as far as how much you want to reach out to someone and kind of convince them or build a relationship with them. Some people it's easier if you have a good angle. For you, it'd be super easy because you want to position it like, what's the benefit in it for them? Kind of you want to like kind of appease to their ego, so to speak. So that's a no-brainer. Like, I mean, if you work with a big PR agency, they already have the connections for you. So they'll get you in with these big shows. So. Especially if you tell them, like, if you have an asset, right? You have an email list. If you tell them, like, hey, I'll promote the interview as well, they'll say yes. Like,
okay. No brand. How much do these PR agencies typically cost?
Typical per interview, it's usually like $200, $250 per interview.
Is there any particular one that you recommend?
We do it. That's
okay. Well, there like, you go.
I don't know if you know John Cristani.
I know John Cristani very well.
Yeah, we do all of his booking. it's been a while now, and for a few other big people. But I mean, there's the typical ones out there. The standard, like, interview valet is a big one. Interview connections. That's all they do. So yeah.
Let me ask you this. I want to talk about this because this is what's led me not to being a guest podcast. I've not been a guest on many podcasts, very few, if anything. And the only ones I've been on are people that I've become friends with and I just don't want to say no to. For example, Josh, right? You said you were listening to, you were editing one of the ones I did with Josh. It's just because Josh and I go back and forth every day talking political nonsense. We became buddies, decided, he's like, hey, you want to come on my show? I'm like, ah, sure, why not? But I don't do that very regularly. Because I don't know, I kind of, and changed my mind on this, by the way, I'm not trying to be offensive to anybody, but I kind of feel like it might be a waste of my time. I have no way of knowing how many downloads or what kind of attention span people's listeners have. And when I hire an agency, they go out and book me, and I just, there's no way to track it. It's out there in the open, and it's a lot of time. I mean, you get on, you know, an hour. I mean, it's an hour. Like, my time is definitely very valuable right now with everything going on.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, for you, there will obviously be a criteria. Like, I don't want to get on a show unless it has this many listeners. Like, you could set the guidelines.
Can you check that, though? You're just still relying on the person telling you how many listeners they have, right? Is there a way to kind of gauge?
We can gauge by the activity of their social media, of how many ratings, reviews they get, that, and where they're at in the charts.
Okay.
You can kind of gauge the numbers.
Okay.
Because if they're not, you can tell, like, if someone's, like, big or not, or how long they've been around, et cetera.
So let's say I'm able to get on 10 podcasts, good ones, not great, not like Joe Rogan, just good ones, you know, like good industry niche category leaders, 10 of them. What kind of impact, if you had to like totally guess out of the blue, out of the ballpark, what kind of impact do you think that would have on my podcast? Do you think by doing that, I could grow my podcast by 10%, like collectively after all 10 of those interviews? Or is that too aggressive? I'm just looking for a kind of an idea.
I mean, it varies obviously on your message and your call to action. For you, sure. It would probably be to go listen to the podcast.
Yep.
Or maybe to go to learn. That's one of your call to actions, which will get people to the podcast. I mean, you could track that. You could see, like, all right, I did in these 2 months, we did 10 podcasts. How have we changed over the 2 months? Not kind of like negating what you've done on social media, et cetera,
yeah.
And the growth there.
Have you seen that work really well for your clients? Is that one of your go-to strategies?
Yeah, especially for newer clients who don't have an established brand.
Okay.
Obviously, as you're bigger, you probably already have ways people are finding out about you organically or through paid. But if you're newer, it works very well. The angle is important, you know, when you get in these shows. What's the angle that they can position?
Okay, got it.
With you, it would be easy. Although there's you've done over 250 million in sales, correct?
Or, yes.
Like, you can get on any podcast, man. So
cool. Joe Rogan, I'm coming.
Yeah, all even right. Joe Rogan. Like, he's had smaller people on. Joe Rogan's a little tougher. He's more like,
I'm joking, dude. I don't want to be on Joe Rogan's show. I don't got 3 hours to sit there and talk about random crap.
That's John's ultimate goal, dude. We've been emailing them forever.
I know. I know. Josh, I think if he could be like the caddy of their like golfing, like he loves those guys. I just don't. I don't think I could see that. I'd go there if Elon Musk was going to be next to me. That was a pretty entertaining episode. It's probably the only one I've actually listened to. Okay, so here's the other part that I don't like about the guest business. Now, of course, I could hire someone like yourself. I could hire an agency to come in and do it. And that's absolutely an option on the table. But let's say someone who's listening to us right now, they don't have the ability, they don't have the funding for that, but they have a podcast and they have some name. The whole like reach out, follow up, prospect process is just not that appealing to me. We had Daniel Geffen on. He gave a great, I mean,
that's what he does.
And we did an episode where he said how to do a world podcast tour. And so he went through the step-by-step of how to book people. And I've actually used him, but I was doing my book launch and I was doing Escape. It was awesome. He filled me up. I was so tired from all the episodes he filled me up on. But my question is, we talked about this too. I kind of am in the place now where if I know that I almost don't want to do the good ones. I want to skip ahead to do the great ones. Like I want to go and be a guest on a podcast in the business or entrepreneurship space that gets, I don't know, maybe I'm being crazy, but gets 1 million listens a month, right? And I'm willing to pay for it. Forget it. Let's hack this thing. I'm done. Talk to me a little bit about that because you had mentioned that there are ways to do paid guest things. How do I go 100%. About that? Let's say I was your client right now, and I came to you and I'm like, no limit on funding. Let's do this. What would you go about with me? What are the podcasts you would recommend? How much would I pay, et cetera, et cetera?
I mean, off the top of my head, so my partner usually deals with the booking side, but there's a lot of big podcasts I know. Obviously, they take money, but they also want to make sure that it's good for their podcast and their sure. mission and what they're talking about. Like Andrew Warner comes to mind, Mixergy. He's a huge podcast. And I know you can kind of pay to be considered. JLD, Entrepreneur on Fire. If you haven't been on that podcast, like that'll be a no-brainer for you.
Yeah, I've been on a couple of times, actually.
Oh, you have? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Did you notice like any kind of like...
I didn't have a podcast when I did it. Yeah, I will tell you this. So, I mean, I love that podcast and nothing but respect for JLD, but I did buy into it for a funnel that I was marketing. It was a webinar funnel. And I mean, I did my math every way, shape, format I could think. I was still a total podcasting noob at the time and I didn't have one. So I was just like, oh, this is a drop in the hat. I got to be profitable on this. Oh my God, no. Like we barely picked up any leads. Like we picked up some, but the cost per lead came out to something insane. And I guess when I thought about it later, I was like, maybe it's just people listen to podcasts aren't like in an actionable place to like opt into stuff. And then ever since I've been doing my own podcast, I can't tell you how many times I get stopped when I'm walking around or anywhere, like a church or something. People are like, I love your podcast. I have no idea who they are. But then when I publish a podcast and I ask people to go do something, like opt in for something or whatever, I'm always completely underwhelmed with the raging, you know, run of the crowd. So it's led me to think maybe it's just what it is, but I don't know. Maybe the right call to action for that audience is, hey, go subscribe to my podcast. Maybe they would like run to do that right away. I have no idea. But that was my worry with paid is only one experience I had was super negative. It was a big burn on capital.
Like what's your demographic as far as like location of people who join Learn? Like how much is it like US versus like
oh man,
overseas?
It's like 55% international, 45% US. And when we look at
so target the big podcasts who are like in India or Europe, because all these influencers in America aren't targeting them.
I like that.
Yeah.
So part of my dream,
you can separate Apple by country. So there's charts for every country. The ratings and reviews only apply to country. So if you go to a different country, your ratings or reviews will look different. A lot of people know that. So you can like change Apple to show different countries and target those top podcasts. So
got it.
Which sometimes they overlap. You know, you could be ranking in any country.
I'm curious. I'm going to jump the gun here. I'm going to promote you a little bit. Daxi, if I wanted to just hire you to do all of this for me, you know, I was just like, came and I'm like, hey, take some money. Grow my podcast. I want to get to 100,000. What does it cost to, how do you guys work? Like, how much does it cost to work with an agency like yours for a podcast?
Yeah. So, we've only started doing the paid traffic like 3 or 4 months ago. We're still kind of in beta phase. We're just testing internally. So like, I probably wouldn't even offer it to you. I would probably offer the booking. Like that'll be the best thing.
Sure.
Cause we're in the beta phase of the paid. So how many of you are like, you're doing 3 episodes a week, you said. How many are like interviews, like interviewing someone like
one a week, that's an interview. And so my Monday episodes are just my personal teachings, my personal story, what I'm going through, what I've learned. Wednesdays are amazing episodes with they're interviews. They're just like this, very tactical, very specific, very things I want people to be able to take and go. Usually pretty digital marketing related. That's just because that's a big part. That's what I love. It's my passion. And that's a big part of what our audience is. And then Fridays are what I call Freedom Fridays. So that's usually when I rant about policy, politics. We talk about what's going on in the world. Like I'll make episodes like, I don't know if you knew this, but 50 million Americans are classified as food insecure. I don't understand why 20% of our population is hungry. I'll do stuff like all kinds of crazy things where I do very data-driven statistical studies on stuff and people love it. So like all of those episodes are a little bit different. But you know, again, it's always stuff an entrepreneur wants to hear.
Yeah. So, something that works well, cause you're pretty up there, you know, you have a lot of clout, so to speak. When you reach down to an influencer, they could still have 100,000 followers on Instagram or something. They're more willing to promote a show because it'll make them look better. If you make them the right assets and like hand them off, which I'm sure you're doing, right? Like you make assets, you hand them off to them, et cetera.
We have not used that at all. So, I mean, that's like number 8 here I'll put on the list. You just mentioned influencers. No, I've not done any of that.
Yeah, dude. Like, figure out who are the people who have the audience on Instagram, on TikTok, whatever. Because if they promote your podcast, it'll make them look good. You know, okay. If they're like entrepreneurs, you know, there's so many of those like entrepreneurs on Instagram, people who do Forex or whatever. Obviously, you want to still like qualify and making sure that, you know, the people listening are getting value and they have something to say. But
that, you just hit on something I definitely want to talk about. That's an interesting strategy that I know a little bit about, but I haven't done much. I want to close the loop on a few of the other ones that we were talking about. So for guest podcasting, you said like an average agency can charge $200 to $250 to do the booking. But there's really a lot of amazing ways. There's a lot of podcasts out there to be a guest on. So if you're just starting and you have time on your hands, you should be reaching out. Make your list of Dream 100. For anyone who's listening to this podcast right now, go to anikpodcast.com, anikpodcast.com, and search for the name Daniel Geffen. He provides an amazing way and a full step-by-step strategy to book yourself on people's podcasts. Otherwise, wait till the end when Daxi tells you where you can go to just hire his services. Paid guests. I had one question about that.
Well, I'm actually curious before we have to pay guest. Does he mention like something that we do is like the mystery guest process? Does he mention that?
He does not. Let's hear about that.
So we reach out to people, we don't say who it is to these big shows. We just say who they are, their accomplishments, their audience list, etc. So we kind of keep it a mystery because we want them to reply, curiosity. And we also leave a rating and review and we give them a compliment beforehand. Like, hey, we love your show. Love this episode. We just left you a rating review. So we make it seem like a genuine email at first. And then we kind of go into like, we have someone, we're an agency, blah, blah, blah. We have someone who's achieved this and achieved that, all these cool things. And we usually get more replies.
Oh, that's
compared to outright just being like, oh, this is Onyx and Go, blah, 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 blah. Cause then they won't reply sometimes. So
it makes sense. No, Daniel did not talk about that. Daniel, poo-poo on you for holding back on a secret strategy if he's using it.
It's something we use that's worked. We've split tested and that's worked the best as far as getting more replies.
That sounds really interesting because I feel like with me, you could definitely write up quite the little bit of a mysterious thing.
Yeah, they would be like, cool. Whoa, who is this? Yeah, I'm interested.
I have a question regarding that. Give me some stats behind this because it can be a little demoralizing when you're reaching out to people to do a guest podcast spot. For every 10 people you reach out to, can you get one booking? For every 15, 20? Rough estimate. I mean, what's a
rough estimate, man? It could be 10
to
30%.
10 to 30%. Okay. Yeah. So that's obviously going to depend on the guest.
I mean, yeah, then that's depending on who you are, what you've achieved, et cetera.
I mean, 10% is not bad. If you reach out to a Dream 100 list and you're able to get 10 of them, those 10 are going to springboard for you because they'll start referring you out to their buddies and then it's over. Okay, so let's close the loop on the paid guests because I had a question on that. On the paid guest side, is there a particular directory or a place I can go to see this and just start reaching out to people? Or is this a very organic reach out to people one by one thing?
Usually the bookings companies, they kind of have that internally. Like if you go to Interview Valet or Interview Connections, they already have the connections and they could tell you up front. So,
Interview.
I mean, so there's some people. Like if you're going to be paying for guests too, I wouldn't just pay one agency. I would probably pay two or three.
Okay.
Because they have different connections. They're in different industries, et cetera. So they could probably, you know.
You mentioned Interview Valet. And what was the other one?
Interview Connections, I think. That might be a crowdsourced one, actually. I might be wrong.
Okay.
Like I said, my partner does he handles the guest booking flow and process. So
sure. But it is interesting. We've talked a lot about this. This is the one thing that I have kind of ignored, and I feel like the time might be coming, Stuart, where we maybe give this a shot. So
you know. Podcast, you're speaking to podcast listeners, you know. So it's proven when you're doing
makes sense.
Ads,
yeah, it definitely makes sense.
You know. So
okay. So now remember, I told you we take snippets of our episodes and we post them on Instagram. We post them on Facebook, and on Instagram specifically. There's this whole world of influencers. You mentioned it. You're like, oh, are you giving influencers the right assets? Then you mentioned TikTok. I'm just going to write
so
that down.
So the key 9. Point, you have to make them look awesome. So awesome that it looks like a piece of content that they made, you know, you want to make them the highlight.
So are they going to do this for free or is it paid?
Free, because they're promoting to their audience, so you're getting that exposure.
No, I meant, like, do I have to pay them, like, to post, like, the 40, 50, 100 bucks?
To post what?
To post the content. You know how traditional influencer marketing works.
I mean, if you tell
Instagram
them how big the audience is, like, they'll get on, because it's a win-win.
Okay.
It's like, you're promoting each other.
So would you recommend the same thing there? Like, sit down and create an Excel file of, like, the Dream 100, you know, Instagram pages, not going after some of the bigger ones because you know that those guys are doing paid posts, and but going after more like the 60 to 100,000 type size, which is not getting ramsacked with paid promotions every day, but hey, they're looking to grow. And so you just say, we'll become
go
a content
after people
partner.
Like in the e-com industry, people in the, like every, I mean, you're maybe in Learn, you probably know every single category. You probably know more than me. Like who are the top people who are like, you know, micro influencers in those categories. Because then they have people who are following, who are listening to them, who are learning from them. They're a mentor to somebody. So they're usually paying attention closely.
Got it. So basically chop up your content.
You want to give them, like, we call them guest promotion packages. If something that, I mean, if you want to take it to the next level, Facebook did this recently for their show. They actually went all out, like, because they're more season-based. And the people that they got on the show, they sent them, like, packages to their house with, like, you know, posters specific to the episode that they did. They sent them swag, they sent them pens, and they shared that on social media. Like, hey, I was on the Facebook podcast, look at all this stuff. They tagged them and they got a lot of traffic because of that. Proof, we worked with the SaaS company. They send their guests out bobbleheads, you know, custom bobbleheads.
Yeah.
And they share, like, oh, look at this awesome thing I got when I was on the Proof podcast.
Okay.
Stuff that people will share.
We do have something like that coming up. We're doing something that is my attempt at growth hacking the podcast while having some fun that starts next year. And we are actually, funny enough, I thought of something like that. So I'm glad to hear that other people are doing something similar with a lot of success. Okay, so that makes a lot of sense, like reaching out to these influencers who aren't going to be very expensive at all. And then you had just mentioned TikTok. Tell me about that. Like,
TikTok's a new beast. Like, I'm still trying to, like, learn and learn from some influencers.
I don't get it. It's a bunch of people dancing.
It's a young demo. It's a super young demo.
Yeah.
And the type of stuff that goes viral is like parody. It's like early Vine. So, I mean, if they ever add images, it might become the next Instagram, to be honest.
Okay.
But Pinterest, I think, is better for, like, all demographics right now.
Got it.
Pinterest is awesome. Pinterest is really cool. As far as, like, ranking for keywords. It's actually like the third biggest search engine in the world, I think. At first, I thought it was social media till we hired a Pinterest expert to kind of explain to help us with our strategy. And she's like, no, it's a visual search engine, you know?
Okay.
And it's all like AI based. So if you post images with like an apple, they know like everything that's in the photo, they could read the text. So they know how to categorize things based off what's said, what's shown.
Hmm.
Pinterest ads are pretty cheap. They're really cheap as well. You could do videos on Pinterest now. People don't know that. So you could put your videos that you're already making, put them on Pinterest. But it's like, I think it's like 2 to 3 size format.
Okay.
The cool thing about Pinterest is they actually want people to leave the platform. It's like Google. They want people to click through. While other social media platforms, they don't want people leaving. Like if you share stuff if you put like a link in a Facebook post, like Facebook doesn't like that. But Pinterest, like they're cool. Like they want people to go. So.
Because they're a search engine. So that makes sense. Makes sense.
Yes.
All right. I mean, listen, we've covered almost all the topics that were specifically on my list. I mean, and we ended up talking about organic. We talked about paid. So that's awesome. I can probably retitle the episode. We started right by talking about episodes on the most popular questions that are getting received by the support team, because then they would have a reply and an ability to send a particular episode, which was smart. I really liked that. Number two, organic was long tail keywords. So specifically being able to go after YouTube by making episodes that target a very long tail keyword that would be easy to rank on YouTube, and then you end up getting ranked on Google.
Usually if you do a full video, you could probably chop it up to 3 long tail keyword sections.
Okay.
So one podcast episode is 3 different videos that are 3 to 5 minutes. So
love it. Overcast.com ads, they have an ad platform. Millions of users, to me, sound a little expensive from where we were going.
If you look at, so the average listen rate of someone who listens to a podcast is 80%. So if you look at the lifetime listen of that, to me, $10 CPM. Like,
then it's not. Yeah. Okay. That's true too. Yeah. Spotify ad platform, which is looking good right now. You can get someone to listen to your voice promoting your podcast for a penny. That definitely sounds like something I want to get into. Driving straight to lead magnet. So, you know, traditional Facebook ads, YouTube ads, and then building an email list and then warming that email list up to it. Guest podcasting. Make a list of your dream 100 and start getting on different episodes. I think what I'm going to do is, so Stuart, I proposed this. I think we should do a challenge and track it. So let's say in the month of December, or probably the month of January, I'm going to book podcasts and we're going to do 10 and we're going to track the growth of our episodes. And I want to see how that actually impacts the podcast. Because yeah. I don't know, I'm kind of still skeptical on whether that's going to be a big one, but that's just my own paradigms. Number 7, we talked about being a paid guest, but you got to kind of get in hold of some agencies that know that, agencies like your own Daxi or Interview Valet or Interview Connections. And then we talked about number 8 was influencers, you know, finding these influencers and allowing them to have content. You basically become a content partner. So you make them look good. You allow them to promote content to their list and they promote you in return. And we talked about something, number 9, we talked about Pinterest. Like there is something really cool going on in Pinterest and you can actually post images and now videos yeah. on there and promote your podcast through there too.
Yeah. There's 2 more that come to mind. I think we covered. Giveaways and contests are always good. You know, if it's a weekly thing, you give away something every week for people who share or leave a rating or review or something. That's great. We always try to incentivize rating and reviews. Sometimes we have Q&A episodes we do for some clients, and we'll only answer their question if it's a rating and review, and we'll shout them out. So that's worked pretty well for getting consistent ratings and reviews, which the algorithm loves. But giveaways and contests, you know, there's a lot of softwares you can use. Like we use King Sumo, there's UpViral. So it's more of like if you do a giveaway every month or something, for each action someone takes, share this on Facebook, tag 3 friends, you know, join our Facebook group. They get more raffle tickets. And they also give you their email if they enter. So giveaway and contest always are a good thing. You know, giving away AirPods or something, you know, if you look at a lot, like Ty Lopez does it a lot. I don't know if he still does it, but,
He used to do it like crazy. Yeah.
And you could do something that, so to train people to listen who already listen, but sometimes they may forget to listen to an episode this week. Do like an Easter egg or some sort of like riddle or something that's in each episode. And if they attach whatever that's in each episode, you know, they can enter into win a free AirPod for the week or something.
I like that.
Yeah. You want to train people to listen, even if it's for the thing that's in the episode. So
King Sumo and UpViral are 2 different apps that you can use to run your contest. Actually, for the thing that I have coming out next year, I think this would be really powerful for us to build the audience while we're doing it for that. We're doing a season, kind of like a reality podcast show, which is going to be kind of fun. And I think if we built weekly giveaways and contests into that, that could be really powerful. So what you're essentially getting people to do is share your own Facebook posts and Instagram posts about the podcast, or how does it work? I'm having a hard time visualizing it. How does a giveaway work?
I mean, there's different ways you can go about it. That's one way. They get raffle tickets. So it's like, if this action is 3 raffle tickets, this action is 3 raffle tickets. The one you value the most, you make it like 50 raffle tickets.
Give me an example of like what's one action item that would get raffle tickets. Share what? Like a Facebook post or share
this
a page? To
Facebook, leave me a rating review. Okay. Share this on Twitter, share this wherever.
Can it actually track rating and reviews, or is it honor code?
It's based off the honor system.
Honor code. Okay. Got it.
So, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is. Smart
marketers, smart marketers knows what's happening.
Sure, sure. A lot of these viral apps, they do that, and I innately understand it. If there's no API, you can't integrate.
So
with
you
it.
Could you could make it platform specific, like, hey, we're only going to run this on Instagram. You have to tag 3 friends, and you have to post this or share this on your story, so you can actually see that. Like, are they tagging type stuff? Something that I've been talking to somebody about. I don't know if it's a thing yet, but. He's built a software which is almost like chatbot for Instagram. So it's a DM software. Like if someone DMs you something, it puts them in like a sequence.
And okay.
He has a dashboard that shows you all the conversation. I can connect you to the guy.
Yeah, that's cool.
Worked with him yet.
That sounds pretty cool. That's a really cool technique. I like that. And actually, this is something I definitely get to build into my my season, and maybe even test beforehand. All right.
Because the only thing is like DMs, you can't scale on Instagram.
Of course. So. Of course. You had said there were 2 more. You said giveaway and contest. Was that the 2 or was there another one?
There was another one. No, it slipped my mind. So I had the giveaway and then, it slipped my mind, man. Sorry.
We should have the Jeopardy music playing right now. Ding, 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 ding. All right.
Oh, I think it was the Easter eggs. That was the second one.
The Easter eggs. Okay. Yeah. I like that. So, you know, it's training your audience to listen by giving away stuff, but like dropping little hints or dropping a letter per episode.
And it's just giving you an opportunity to make more impressions, good impressions on someone, and to really impact your life more.
Yeah.
So.
No, I love it. I love it. Man, it's been so powerful. Thank you so much, Daxi. Before I forget, you know, it's funny. I usually go round. I kind of abandoned that this particular episode because I was just...
We're just grappling, man.
Yeah. That was cool. Like, it's what I wanted to do. Dude, I got 11 ideas here written on this piece of paper. So whatever we were grappling, definitely tons came out. If someone's sitting there trying to grow their podcast, you don't have ideas now. I don't know what it'll take to grow it. I've innately learned this. Dax, you tell me what you think. With podcasts, I've just kind of learned that it just takes time. You can definitely growth hack it. I don't believe that you can't growth hack it. But generally speaking, I'm also discovering that my net of listeners is getting really wide, but not necessarily everybody's listening to every episode. And so that's like, if at the rate I think my net is going, if every one of them was listening to every episode, I'd probably be already getting 200,000 listens a month. Yeah. But that's not the case, right? And I look at myself and I think that's not how I engage with people's podcasts. Like, I rarely listen to every episode by a particular person. So what have you found to be a growth rate that makes you very happy? You've helped launch clients. Let's not talk about a brand new client that's just starting, because obviously they're going to have rapid growth, but someone that's at a level of like Josh, or someone that's kind of stabilized, they've had multiple episodes out. What is a growth rate that would be good to aim for? Do you have any thoughts there? I mean,
yeah. So depending on the scope of stuff we're doing for them, and like sometimes they have to be doing stuff outside of our scope.
Yeah.
That improves as well. But usually we try to aim for 5% month to month minimum.
5% month to month.
Is what we try to aim for. And if we're not hitting that and it's plateauing, we got to look like, hey, like, why aren't new people listening? What do we need to be doing? Because every month we look at the data, we look at the analytics. We see what performed well. We track link clicks, everything. We look at Google Analytics, et cetera. How many people are coming to the blog? SEO is obviously another source of traffic, using transcriptions on the blog to like rank for keywords.
So this is actually stuff we're starting to do now. We're going to completely overhaul our entire blog, our podcast website, like a complete overhaul with full-blown tagging, this and that, WordPress, SEO features, transcriptions and social, you know, social engagement and everything, because I feel like, for one, we have our episodes are like a little library of internet marketing genius, but it's not searchable. If you go to onicpodcast.com, you just got to scroll around and look for it. So we're working on that. So we're going to make everything searchable. It's cloud based, you know, categorization and author searching, expert searching. So really, really cool stuff coming for us. This has been so powerful. Daxi, where can people follow you, get a hold of you? If someone wants to hire your agency, please throw us some stuff out so that people can get more of you.
Yeah, I mean, I have my own podcast, Podcast Success Secrets. We have a Facebook group as well. We give a lot of value in there. And my website, legacypodcasting.com, that's our agency. That's where we help people launch podcasts. We do their monthly production, distribution, marketing, etc. We've developed something that's pretty, the reason why we're kind of like, you know, everyone, and we're working with a lot of people in Russell Brunson's inner circle now, and like more and more, is because we developed something we call the content machine. So it's like the podcast is the top of a pyramid. But from that, we can redistribute it to every platform and pretty much create daily content just from one podcast episode. So we save them a lot of time and money not having to hire a social media person or blah, blah, blah. We just kind of like redistribute it. So
that's awesome, man. Well, listen, Daxi, keep doing what you're doing. It is awesome stuff. You had such a wealth of knowledge to share today. I really appreciate you being on here. I'm definitely going to go apply some of this and be happy to have you back one day and show you what happened and how we applied it. And for everybody listening, hey, come on, if you're watching on YouTube, leave Daxi a comment right now. Tell him something nice down there. He took time away from his business, his family, his life to give you value. Hit subscribe, hit the thumbs up icon, hit the bell icon. And if you're listening to us on your favorite podcast platform, make sure you subscribe and give us a great review. And of course, LURN.com. Make sure you sign up for free. Onik Podcast, A-N-I-K podcast.com. Make sure you go there to listen to all of our other amazing episodes. Plus, grab the show notes and these notes right here from onicpodcast.com. As I always say, when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. Come on, fighting entrepreneurs. Until next time, go out there and fight for your dreams. This is Onyx Zingal signing off. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Zingal.